Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And being a Thursday, it's always great to catch up with our mate from techguide.com.au, Stephen Fennekin. You may or may not know that he is a massive, maybe not the world's biggest Star Wars fan, but he's getting pretty close. And Steve, good morning. I don't know if you've seen the front page of a electronics catalogue, but there is a Death Star Bluetooth levitating speaker.
I am aware of it. Good morning, Todd. I'm definitely aware of that product, and I have volunteered to review it as well. So hopefully, it'll be coming my way very soon.
How do you review it? Like, Kekvon, let's be honest. Let's cut to the chase here. It's a floating Death Star speaker. What are you going to say about it?
Well, I'll obviously test the sound quality, but I think the novelty factor would be the how it levitates. I don't know how it uses magnets and things like that. So I'd definitely give that a try. Would take pride of place on my desk at home.
You could spend a day just wondering, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Now I'm looking forward to getting it. I should hope to get it in the next few days.
Okay, excellent. Fantastic. That's why he sounds like he's got such a big smile on his face. People who don't have a smile on their face are the owners of the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. Is this possibly the biggest electronic fail ever?
Well, it's unprecedented to see a company the size of Samsung and a product that's been viewed as the next big thing, the next big flagship device which was launched. I was actually in New York for the launch. To see it just go from launch to end of production within a couple of months is unbelievable. I think it is something that we haven't seen before.
So I suppose what we need to do is to say the phone itself is a great piece of electronics, a great piece of kit, but it's the battery that's causing all the problems, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I reviewed the device, and as I said, I was in New York for the launch and did a hands-on and then had the product for a couple of weeks and did my review. And I have to say, I gave it 5 stars out of 5. It was one of the best smartphones that I've ever used. And, you know, it was the device, remember, that had the iris scanner, that, so yep. It could unlock with the device just by you looking at it. So the features were there, design was there, everything was in place. And then the trouble started with that battery cell issue, and that was early September. Now we're nearly mid-October, and now it's gone.
Do they know exactly what the problem was? Because they replaced the battery, but it was still causing dramas, wasn't it?
Well, that was the issue, yeah. Well, they did, and I've got to applaud Samsung here, the way that they were quite transparent about this. They were upfront. They wanted customers to... They offered them refunds, whatever they wanted to have to resolve this. So they set up a replacement program so the customers who decided to stick with the brand, to stick with the phone, were given first priority then with a replacement handset. Then when their replacement handset started playing up, then we knew there was an issue here, and it led to them issuing briefly a second recall and then deciding from head office that, you know what, we're just going to pull the pin and just go from here, just move on.
I suppose the problem for Samsung is, I know it's a totally different piece of electric device, but they had the washing machines that caught fire and the phones that are causing problems. It's just a very, very unfortunate happenstance. How many units have been sold worldwide, do you know?
There were, I believe, 2.5 million handsets worldwide, including more than 50,000 here in Australia too. So that we had a solid, and the recall took place 2 weeks after it went on sale. So there was a lot of sales early and would have gone on to bigger and better things as well had this not have happened. So it was significant. But the thing that Samsung really needs to do now is get to the bottom of the problem, identify the problem, and publicly tell what was the problem so that they've said, well, we've done our due diligence, we've done our investigation, this is what happened, we've learned from that, and we're going to move on. So it's a little bit like the Rocky films, mate, where Rocky says, it ain't how hard you hit, it's how hard you get hit and get up again.
Well, that's exactly true.
This is, I think, going to test Samsung. You know, they're a big company. They're a very innovative company, got plenty of fantastic products, but they've got to get over this bump now. They're taking a bit of a hit with their reputation. People are making jokes now, does that Samsung product explode as well? They've got to get over that now and come up with the next new device that's going to wow everyone again and just get their reputation back and their trust back from the customer.
Well, you know, they're serious. You may or may not have heard the news this morning. They're sending out fireproof bags and gloves to Galaxy Note 7 customers to be able to post it back to them. So they're taking it very seriously.
Oh, well, I think they have to. They have said repeatedly that the customer safety is paramount. That they don't want to do anything to compromise their customer safety, so hence the reason why they're taking every precaution.
Well, it's life-threatening as well, as we've known for the last couple of months or so. So, all right, hopefully they can bounce back. Thanks for your time this morning, and you'll have to let us know how your levitating Death Star Bluetooth speaker operates.
Most definitely, we'll do that.
2NURFM 103.7.